On the wrong side of Tinseltown, only BFM's man on the street knows where to go for the real scoop. It's Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
Morena, Fabian Fanboy.
Morena, how are you?
I'm well, how are you?
Good, thanks.
That's good to hear. What's going on in the cinema?
Well, there is a couple of new films of note hitting theatres today. The first is one called Made in Italy, which is a new film starring Liam Neeson. And it feels like the first film he's not running around with a gun in a really long time.
Makes a change?
Yeah, he plays a painter, and the film is kind of a gentle family drama comedy kind of thing. I say family, it's more about father and son. It's notable in that Liam Neeson's real-life son plays his son.
Oh, wow, okay.
And it's they play sort of a estranged father and son who live in London and travel to Italy to sell a villa that they co-own because the son needs money to buy this gallery. And the it's all casting a pall over all this is the fact that the boy's mother, Liam Neeson's wife, was an Italian woman who died 15 years earlier and left them this place. And so they're kind of dealing with her death and their estrangement.
Right.
But it's also sort of a, that makes it sound quite maudlin. It's more of a How Wonderful Is Italy kind of film.
Right.
And it's a nice little film. And it presents a stupidly idyllic notion of Tuscany.
I think that's what people want at the moment, is just, you know, idyllic overseas places that we can't visit, but can imagine.
Tonally, it kind of reminded me of, you know, those Best Exotic Marigold Hotel movies. It's kind of a genteel travel log kind of film. And the weird aspect to this film is that one of the main threads is them dealing with having lost their wife and mother.
Mm.
And if you know Liam Neeson's real story, that's kind of what happened with real life. Natasha Richardson, who is the mother of Mikhail Richardson, who is the Liam Neeson's son, she died in a skiing accident almost 20 years ago. And so seeing them deal with the absence of this woman, I guess it informs the film to a certain degree. I'm not sure if that's... It's just kind of a weird thing.
Yeah.
I think the film...
Were they involved in, like, the writing or the producing side of things?
I believe Liam Neeson is an EP on this.
Right.
But it was written and directed by named James Darcy, who's best known as an actor. He's a really good actor, in fact. And he's a British actor. So it's hard to know how much of a role they played in determining that, but it's probably not coincidence. So I'm sort of struggling with how to interpret that aspect of the film, because it gains something from that. You can't help but feel for these people, but it's also in a lot of ways kind of a light-hearted comedy. I liked it though.
Okay, that's cool. It sounds like it straddles a couple of interesting worlds there, but if it's an enjoyable watch, I mean, it must be doing something right.
It feels like a tourism video at times.
Okay.
But an appealing tourism video, and it definitely made me want to go to Tuscany, so...
Fair enough. That sounds quite good. What was the name of that again?
Eat in Italy,
okay.
And, honestly, yeah. And the other weird film coming out, the other notable film coming out is a weird film called Fat Man, which is a film about Santa Claus starring Mel Gibson as Santa Claus. And it's like an action comedy thriller about a kid who gets a lump of coal for Christmas and hires a hitman to murder Santa Claus. So, yeah, I...
That sounds like a hectic film.
Where to begin with that one? I have not seen it.
As soon as you said Mel Gibson in there,
he's still around, and that aspect of the film has led some people to criticise it. in America, but it's also, some people are saying it's quite good. Walton Goggins is also in it. He's one of my favorite actors. And so, yeah, not sure what to make that one, but it exists.
It's a movie in the world.
Yeah. And the other one I want to mention briefly is a new Netflix film that's getting a little run in theaters here at a few places like the Bridgeway and the Monterey and Howick. It's a film called Mank. And it's the new film directed by one of my favorite filmmakers, David Fincher. And it's a black and white movie about Herman Mankiewicz, who is the credited screenwriter of Citizen Kane, considered the best film ever made. And it's, and Gary Oldman plays him. And there's been a long theory that Herman Mankiewicz sort of had a larger role to play in the creative direction of Orson Welles and of Citizen Kane than he ever got credit for.
Right.
And the film is about his relationship with William Randolph Hearst, who inspired film Citizen Kane. And yeah, I can't wait to see that.
Cool.
Not sure if I'll get to see it in theaters, but any new David Fincher film, very much worth celebrating.
Sounds like a good one. Well, those are three very diverse recommendations this morning. Appreciate it, Fabian.
You're very welcome.
Hope you have a lovely weekend, and we will talk to you next Friday. Ka kite.
See you later.
See ya.
You'll be listening to Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
Certainly.